hated so he could marry an American divorcee, Wallace Simpson. Albert had reluctantly become king the following year. But Albert had risen to the demands of what seemed at first to be an untenable position. When his nation needed a leader, King George VI had become a monarch the British could all stand behind. He had ushered the nation through World War II, through the bombings of London that had scarred the city's landscape as well as its psyche, and through the messy aftermath of war. When his people needed a voice, he spoke for them, despite a debilitating stammer. King George VI's funeral at Windsor Castle was impressive. The country was devastated by his death, but there was reason for optimism. His elder daughter, Elizabeth, ascended the throne as Queen Elizabeth II, ushering in a sense of excitement among the British. At just 25, Elizabeth was the future of the monarchy, and the nation's hopes and dreams all seemed to be exemplified by the young, pretty queen, her dashing husband, and her adorable children. Britons looked forward to her lavish coronation set for the following summer. But in truth, 7 years after the end of World War II, London was still in crisis. Nearly 70,000 civilians across Britain had been killed during the war, 40,000 from air raids alone, and almost half of those had been in London. The British government still faced an enormous war debt, rationing of sweets and sugar.